Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second segment of the opening section of Shmona Esrei. Most of us are used to the idea of taking three steps forward right as we begin Shmona Esrei. It's an interesting thing. Why do we take three steps forward? The Ramah cites the idea of taking three steps forward. It seems to be a way of demonstrating that we're preparing ourselves and coming into this opportunity to speak to God. It's kind of a way of showing even greater value for what we have the opportunity to do in the following moments of begin to talk directly to God in this very special, private, elevated way. There's also an interesting idea that I saw cited, that there are three different places in Tanakh where great people are said to be approaching. There's one in the context of Avraham, there's one in the context of Yehuda, there's one in the context of Eliyahu. So the idea is we take three steps forward, kind of approaching God in this encounter as others from great previous generations of Klal Yisrael made different types of approaches. A thing that people ask about a lot is, what's the concept of taking three steps back before we take three steps forward? Truth be told, not all the authorities agree that there's an idea of taking three steps back. It seems the main reason why we take three steps back is more practical. If we're going to take three steps forward, it's more space efficient if you take three steps back first and then you take three steps forward. But there is a difference of opinion, but it's quite commonly done to take three steps back before one takes three steps forward. I also just want to share this. I just want to share for a moment a fascinating idea by Rav Huttner Zichrono Livracha, the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. He poses an interesting question. In the context of the mitzvah of going to shul for davening, there's an idea of schar halicha, special merit, special reward for having walked to shul. So that theoretically speaking, if a person could go to one of two shuls for davening, and one is a longer walk, all else being equal, theoretically speaking, there's a greater reward for attending the minyan that's further away. It's a little bit of an interesting concept. Of course, we have the idea of lefum tzara agra. We're rewarded based on the effort which we expend. But why is there a nice idea of walking further if I can go to a shul that's closer, that's a closer trip? It's just a little bit strange. So just to simplify the concept, Rav Huttner explains that the core of tefillah is all about coming close to God. And therefore, every step that I take on my way to davening, even if it's not on my way to Shmona Esrei per se, on my way to davening in general, it's just another application of that mitzvah of coming close to God. If you think about the whole mitzvah of davening that way, it gives a whole different sense of those three steps forward we take at Shmona Esrei. That it's not just that we're going to speak privately to God with these very sacred words, even physically, we see it as we're coming closer to Him. It's just an interesting thing to think about. Another related thing that's done by many, not all, but many, in terms of preparation right before Shmona Esrei, is many people have the practice of standing for Shmona Esrei a little bit before Shmona Esrei actually begins. And as if you think about it, in Shacharis, most of us stand up when we get to the words Tilos Lekel Elyon, which is a good, you know, let's say two or three sentences before we're ready to start Shmona Esrei. But that's a common practice. Many are of the practice that at Mincha, they don't sit for Ashrei, but when they begin to say Ashrei, they stand up. So that's, we're kind of standing for a few moments before you begin the Shmona Esrei of Mincha. And Maariv, we have a Kaddish right before the Shmona Esrei of Maariv. So if for those who stand for the Kaddish, which is standard Ashkenazi practice, all of these, you're really standing for a period before you begin the Shmona Esrei. And the idea of this would also be that we're just preparing ourselves for a few moments. We don't want to jump right into Shmona Esrei. It's such a special thing, kind of ease our way into it. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.